Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Arthur Jackson, and I've titled today's reading, Refreshed at Simon's House. My trip to Simon's house was unforgettable. Under the cover of a starlit sky in Nyahururu, Kenya, we made our way to his modest home for dinner. The dirt floor and the lantern light reflected Simon's limited means. What was on the menu, I don't recall. What I can't forget was Simon's joy that we were his guest. His gracious hospitality was Jesus-like, selfless, life-touching, and refreshing. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 15 to 18, Paul mentioned a family, the household of Stephanas, who had a reputation for their caregiving. They devoted themselves to the service of the Lord's people. While their service likely included tangible things, the impact was such that Paul wrote, "They refresh my spirit and yours also." When we have opportunities to share with others, we rightly give attention to matters of food, setting, and other things that are fitting for such occasions. But we sometimes forget that although the what and the where matter, they're not the most important things. Memorable meals are great, and pleasant settings have their place. But food is limited in its capacity to fully nourish and encourage. True refreshment flows from God and is a matter of the heart. It reaches the hearts of others, and it continues to nourish long after the meal is over. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 15 to 18. You know that the household of Stephanas were the first converts in Achaia, and they have devoted themselves to the service of the Lord's people. I urge you, brothers and sisters, to submit to such people and to everyone who joins in the work and labors at it. I was glad when Stephanas, Fortunatus, and Achaicus arrived, because they have supplied what was lacking from you. For they refresh my spirit and yours also. Such men deserve recognition. Let's pray. Father, forgive us for the times we've made welcoming others more about us than those you've called us to serve. Help us to extend ourselves in ways that truly refresh others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.